At KVGC News Times, now 7 minutes after the hour. Topping the news today, red flag warnings have been issued for this evening through Wednesday for much of the Sacramento Valley, San Joaquin Valley, and surrounding foothills due to breezy winds and low humidity. Gusty north to northeast winds will develop this evening across much of the area and continue through Wednesday. Now, these winds, combined with low humidity and extremely dry fuels, will lead to critical fire weather conditions. The red flag warning will be in effect from 5 p.m. this afternoon till 8 p.m. on Wednesday evening. A red flag warning means that a combination of strong winds, low relative humidity, and warm temperatures can contribute to extreme fire behavior. And PG&E warned yesterday that parts of 16 counties could lose electricity because of potential dry offshore winds. The company reports that 39,000 customers may have power cut starting this evening. The mother lode is not included in this week's potential public safety power shutoff. The largest area is in Butte and Shasta counties. The outages could last for a couple of days. And the Caldor fire continues to burn unchecked. The size of the fire now is 2,261 acres. The fire made very aggressive runs yesterday. Now, crews are having trouble accessing the fire, especially in the Consumnes River drainage area. Extremely difficult due to steep, rugged terrain. Now, there are 242 fire personnel, along with hand crews, dozers, and engines. There were helicopters yesterday. They are expecting multiple aircraft to assist in the fight today. And there are multiple evacuations throughout the areas of Grizzly Flat, Omo Ranch, Leone Meadows, and El Dorado County. We'll keep up to date on this for you and bring you updates as we receive them. El Dorado County Sheriff's Office, Pioneer Fire Protection District, CAL FIRE, and the U.S. Forest Service are all on this. Well, Calaveras County Public Health reported 3 new COVID-19 deaths yesterday with no further details released on age or gender. The last 2 COVID deaths were reported last month on July 16th. The county counts a total of 61 COVID deaths since the pandemic began. Calaveras also reports 19 new COVID cases since Friday, 139 active cases and 2 active hospitalizations. Calaveras's highest active case peak was 123 during the first COVID-19 surge in December and January. Now, Calaveras Public Health shares the best way to keep yourself and others safe from COVID-19 is to get the vaccine as soon as you can. Also, wear a face mask that covers your nose and mouth to help protect yourself and others. Stay 6 feet apart from others who don't live with you. Avoid crowds and poorly ventilated indoor spaces. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds or use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer. Now, symptoms can appear 2 to 14 days after exposure to the virus. In Calaveras County, to make an appointment for a COVID-19 vaccine, visit myturn.ca.gov. And everyone who works in the California Assembly must receive the coronavirus vaccine or risk losing their jobs. Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon announced the policy on Monday following multiple cases among employees, including people who have already been vaccinated and wear masks while in the Capitol building. Last month, at least 9 employees in the State Assembly were infected by the coronavirus, including 4 who had been fully vaccinated. The cases prompted legislative leaders to order fully vaccinated lawmakers and employees to resume wearing masks at all times while in the Capitol or their district offices. Rendon said more than 80% of Assembly employees have already been fully vaccinated. Statewide, more than 64% of people 12 and older have been fully vaccinated. Well, the Sutter Creek City Council has begun work on a city ordinance that would permanently allow outdoor dining on the sidewalk or even the streets of downtown. Last year, in the midst of COVID-19 safety measures that restricted or even banned indoor dining, the city adopted an emergency ordinance to allow restaurants to place tables and chairs outside on the city sidewalk and street and serve food. This emergency measure proved popular enough to be renewed several times and currently is in effect throughout September. Now, the city has begun an effort to make outdoor dining allowed on a permanent basis. An ad hoc committee that included both city staff, officials, and representatives of downtown businesses have met several times discussing the details of what permanent outdoor dining should look like. Now, members of the public that commented on the proposal last night were overwhelmingly supportive, calling outdoor dining a boon to the commercial district and calling for the city to move forward with the new law. The draft ordinance adopted last night will return to the council for further editing and additions based on last night's meeting. And a 22-year-old female lost her life in a solo vehicle accident off Tiger Creek Road over the weekend. According to the CHP, Saturday morning, shortly before 6:30, Orville Flannery of Pioneer was driving an SUV westbound on Tiger Creek Road, east of Old River Road, traveling at an unknown speed. As the vehicle approached a gradual right-hand curve in the roadway, Flannery allowed it to travel off the south side of the road. The vehicle rolled over multiple times down the steep dirt and rock embankment, where Flannery, a 22-year-old female passenger from Pioneer, and Autumn Wilson, also of Pioneer, were all ejected due to not wearing seatbelts. Wilson sustained moderate injuries. Flannery sustained life-threatening major injuries, and the 22-year-old female passenger sustained fatal injuries. Another passenger, a 3-month-old child, was also treated for minor injuries at UC Davis Medical Center. The incident is under investigation. And Nexus Youth and Family Services invites you to attend Raising a Resilient Child. Parents and caregivers are the most important people to help build their children's resilience. And you can join Nexus Youth and Family Services tonight for this informative and interactive workshop to learn how to build children's resilience very early in life by providing them with secure, caring relationships that help them get through life's inevitable challenges. It'll be held at the Margaret Dalton Children's Center from 5:30 to 7 this evening. Now, you can attend either in person or via Zoom. For more details, contact Vanessa today at 257-1980, extension 111. That's 257-1980, extension 111. Ask for Vanessa. And that's a look at local news on a Gold Country Tuesday morning. From the KVGC News Center, I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website. That's kvgcradio.com.